Okay, Lee, let's bring our first guest today.
We have with us today our good buddy, Dr. Gourmet, is with us, and Dr. Tim Harlan just wrote a book called Just Tell Me What to Eat, which is great because that's really what people want to know, right, Lee? They just want to know.
Just tell me what to eat.
They don't want to think about it. They don't want to know anything more. They just want to know what to eat. Dr. Tim, welcome to the show.
It is great to be with y'all.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you again. And first of all, how's everything going in New Orleans? Is everything getting back to normal there?
Actually, everything is really fantastic here in New Orleans. I think slowly but surely it is getting back to normal, such as normal is in New Orleans.
Right.
You know, we have it is one of the most Mediterranean cities in America, so and very Caribbean-like. So it's hot, and the roads aren't all that great, but the schools are coming back, and business is back, and there's a great vibe here. Our medical students here at Tulane and all Tulane students are really involved in community and woven into community service. So it's been just a fantastic experience being here.
Well, great. So now tell us, first of all, you've just come out with the book, Just Tell Me What to Eat, and you have a very popular website, drgourmet.com, where there's great information where people can go, and especially if they have any health issues, they can, you know, incorporate that into their eating habits as well. Tell us a little bit about the book, Just Tell Me What to Eat, and why you decided to write it.
And what is it I have to eat so I don't have to read the
whole
book?
Yeah, the fat guy really just wants to know what to eat.
I really don't have time for a book that size.
Well, first I'll try and take those in order and get to the what it really is you have to eat at the end. The book, actually, I started, I've been writing this book for a long time. As you all know, I've written other cookbooks, and I've wanted to write a book that basically the foundation of it is the anti-fad diet book. You know, there's all these kooky, silly fad diets out there, and I know you guys are the best at making sure you've got great guests who aren't making things up and aren't basing what they do on theory. And so the foundation of it is what we now know from the research really works, which is Mediterranean-style diet. Now, the problem is that I've had, and one of the things that I've tried to work on with DrGourmet.com is How do you make that work for Americans? Because I say Mediterranean-style diet, and you think Greek salad and hummus and, you know, all these exotic meals, and I got to go to the Mediterranean, you know, the Middle Eastern cafe.
Right.
But when you look at the research that's been done in the last 10 or 12 years about Mediterranean-style diet, and these are big studies, 22,000 people, you know, over 4 years. I mean, they really have got some great research now that shows it's just 9 basic principles. And those are really simple. There are more fruits and nuts, more vegetables, more legumes, more whole grains and cereals, you know, less refined grains, good quality fats, alcohol in moderation, more fish, less dairy and lower fat dairy, and then less meat, but not no red meat, and lean meats, and less processed meats. And so those 9 are really easily translated to the American kitchen just by thinking about how to do recipes. So the first recipe in the book is fettuccine Alfredo. So for the fat guy, that's what you eat. You eat fettuccine Alfredo.
Every meal?
If you like. It's got everything in there. It's got fettuccine Alfredo with shrimp and broccoli, so it's got whole grain pasta, it's got olive oil, it's got garlic, it's got veggies, it's got seafood. So, you know, that's 5 components right there of the Mediterranean diet. And basically all through the book, there are recipes, most of them pretty familiar to folks. Cajun cheeseburger, Philly cheesesteak, black and red fish. And then some that might be a little new or a little more Mediterranean, but I want people to branch out a little bit, things like paella and such. And so what the book does is it helps folks transform from their Western-style diet, fast food, processed food, et cetera, to a Mediterranean-style diet, but still eat the foods that are familiar to them.
Now, it sounds like, Dr. Harlan, that first of all, people not only need to eat a Mediterranean diet, but it seems like they need to have a Mediterranean kitchen, because it looks like the biggest problem is if you go into most Americans' kitchens, their pantries are filled with all these processed things and all of these things that are readily available. And yeah, there may be some tomatoes, there may be some vegetables in the refrigerator, but they're in the plastic bag. They're not chopped up. They're not ready to go. So you're not thinking Mediterraneanly. I don't know if that's a word.
Yes,
can I
it
use
is.
That? I can use that
word.
You're not,
just made it a word.
I just made it a word. But you're not really thinking in that context of trying to get these things in your diet because you're going, I'm hungry. Let me open up the cupboards and let me pull something out. Like
the Mediterranean
like
diet isn't in a box, right?
It's not. And so one of the things about that, and you're absolutely correct, there's great research that says if you've got junk in your cupboard, you'll eat junk. And you know, this book is a 42-day or a 6-week plan with 6 weeks of menus. And basically what I help folks do is transform their pantries. So if you followed it through and you did every recipe in the book over that 42 days, and you don't have to cook every day because some days have leftovers, there are provisions for eating out, et cetera, but you would then transform what's in your pantry.
Wow.
And you know, I had a patient in the other day who was – started using this book about a year and a half ago when it was still, you know, printed out of my printer on 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, he's a guy, you know, middle aged, maybe in his mid 50s or so, and he lives alone. And so you'd think, oh, well, he's not going to cook for himself. But he does, and it really is easy. Most of the recipes are less than 30 minutes. And one of the things that he said to me is he said, you know, once my pantry was transformed, once it was different, not only do I get home and I know what I'm eating because he plans every week now, which is one of the basic lessons in the book is you do have to do some planning. So he knows on Tuesday night what he's having for dinner. But he says, you know, if I do get caught out, I know what's there for the foundation of the meal. I know that maybe I do have some frozen broccoli in the freezer, which is great. He knows he does have whole wheat pasta or brown rice in the cupboard or canned tomatoes. And so those pantry meals that we've had on Dr. Gourmet, those recipes for a long time where you can make things out of the pantry, he knows he's well stocked. But the coolest part of it, and he's lost about a pound a month, which is what I want him to do. I'm not in a hurry. This is not lose 20 pounds in 10 days.
Right.
You know, the you know, sensible is sexy. Just keep, right. You know, that's the thing. So took 20 pounds in 26 weeks. That's good. You'll keep it off. And we know that from the research. But he said, I'm not spending any money anymore. He said, I'm not buying all this expensive junk that's pre-prepared for me, and I'm saving a ton of money. The really cool thing is that this guy's now off of his high blood pressure medication, and I think in another, you know, 6 months, maybe 8 months, he'll be off of his cholesterol medication. We know that this is the way to treat illness.
Now, do you think that the pharmaceutical industry, since they make all their money on all that medication, is going to come out and be helpful in sharing and spreading this message?
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of challenges for the pharmaceutical industry. You know, on the one hand, I think a lot of folks demonize them, and I do think that in some cases they may not be the most scrupulous industry. But on the other hand, you know, as a physician, I do treat illness, and I do treat high blood pressure, and I do treat diabetes. And having the quality of medications in my toolbox these days is really important. So, you know, on the one hand, I think that, yeah, they're in business to make money, and they're in business to sell medications. But do I think they've taken on a mob hit on me or anything? No. You know, I think I'm safe.
Right. They're not taking on a mob hit, but aren't they – they're not encouraging some of these healthy behaviors where, you know, if I take a Lipitor –
Yeah, but that's not their job. Their job is to put out a product and to be profitable. Dr. Gourmet's job is to make sure that they're...
I know, but his
and
patients...
And he's doing a great job of
his
it.
His patients, you know, are going, I'd rather take a Lipitor than do all this work and follow this recipe book.
I would say that, you know, if you go to their websites, actually most all of them do have some pretty good quality, responsible information there about lifestyle change.
So do tobacco companies.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not so sure that I would go that far. But, I think that some of the pharmaceutical companies, they are in business to make money, and I do think that some of the sales tactics may be a little bit unscrupulous. But at the end of the day, I think Dr. Adams is right. They are in business, and they do have stock shareholders that they're responsible to.
But it's also important to realize that you know, the patient is ultimately responsible for their own health and making the changes. And I will say that I think that seeing that you have a practice that where you're incorporating. I mean, you have a very interesting background. You know, you didn't start out as Dr. Gourmet. You started out as a...
In my mind, he's always been Dr. Gourmet.
Dr. Harlan started out in the restaurant industry. He was...
Well, he knows what a good meal looks like.
Well, Dr. Tim, you were...
I was a chef before I became a physician. I had a small little French bistro and cooked really very Mediterranean. Now, I didn't cook then with as much sensibility as I do now. I think I'm much more careful about the amount and quality of the ingredients that I'm putting into recipes. You know, the interesting thing, though, is let's say you do have high cholesterol, and there is a need to treat your cholesterol. And I have patients who say to me, why should I change my lifestyle? Why should I exercise? Why should I change my diet? I'll just take Lipitor. Just take Zocor. In fact, you know, it sounds crazy, but the chairman of medicine, when I was at Emory, actually got up at a grand rounds and said that to medical students. What kind of message is that?
Right.
About 20 years ago. I mean, that's a terrible message.
Well, I eat poorly to give my Lipitor something to do.
But I will tell you that the health professionals follow-up study, those physicians, those health professionals who were in that study who had high cholesterol and were on cholesterol medication, who followed a healthy lifestyle diet, which basically Mediterranean-style diet, had a 57% reduction in risk of having a heart attack when they did both together.
Right.
So even if you do end up on a statin like Lipitor, even if you do have high blood pressure, just by changing your lifestyle, you will lower your risk more by doing both than by doing one alone. So there's reason for a lot of my patients to do both. There are people who, I don't care how hard they try, they're still going to have issues with high blood pressure. They're still going to have issues with diabetes. And you know, the interesting thing is that this book is a, quote, weight loss book. There is a weight loss component to it. But if you just follow this and never lose a pound, there is no doubt from the research you will be healthier.
So your blood chemistry is going to improve.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I can, you know, show you all kinds of interesting research from the standpoint of what people study in different components of Mediterranean-style diet, different components of, say, legumes and whole grains and such, and how that has an effect on the inflammatory markers downstream. But also, interestingly, there's great research that's coming that's just beginning to start. Well, I'm very excited about. You know, we know that central adiposity or belly fat and different types of fat in the abdomen are a problem, and they are, you know, that distribution, that apple obesity versus being pear-shaped is clearly more linked to diabetes and high blood pressure and heart attacks and such. And so people are now studying things like, there's a great piece of research that came out a few weeks ago that showed that a higher, folks who use a higher ratio of monounsaturated fats to saturated fats, like in the Mediterranean diet, the fat actually distributes better throughout the body instead of all, if you use lower quality fats, where it distributes all in the abdomen. So people are really getting into some very good quality targeted research about this now.
Now, do you think that there's ever going to be a time when, as part of being a doctor, you're going to get more training in this area?
Well, you know, it's almost like I asked you to ask that question. It really is. That's like the question of the day. So we have just gotten a substantial gift here at Tulane, at the medical school, through the efforts of the dean, Ben Sachs, who's just a really brilliant guy. And we're going to build a teaching kitchen. and we're going to teach medical students how to cook.
Nice.
Yeah, and our goal is, it's going to take us a little time, but our goal is that we're going to not let them out of medical school without knowing how to cook.
Wow.
And when I say a substantial gift, we're going to be able to build a 15 to 20 station teaching kitchen with a demonstration area, staff, and run full tilt teaching cooking classes. We're actually working now with a major, I can't really say who yet, but a major culinary school in America. The dean of that culinary school is on the advisory board for this kitchen, along with a lot of great names. Chef John Besh, a great chef here in New Orleans. And they're going to help us create the curriculum to teach medical students how to cook. They're also going to help us create a curriculum to teach medical students how to teach the community how to cook.
Now, has there ever been a program like this that's ever
this
been created?
Is it. We are number one. This is
wow. See that question I asked?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
See that question I asked?
The fat guy wants to take credit for being the.
That was
very
I put
small.
That on the tee for him.
I tell you, we're really excited. I mean, a lot of folks are excited about this, and a lot of people are getting on board, and we're going to put this out in our community. So here's the great piece of irony. We're going to put it, our plans are right now to put it, the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse family, the family who owns Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Well, Ruth used to actually work at Tulane, and the original restaurant is over on Broad Street here in New Orleans. And they gave us that building, the original building, and we're building a community clinic there now.
Right.
And the irony of this is we're going to build a teaching kitchen to teach people how to eat healthy on the site of the original Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. So
great.
If you're a student of irony at all, we're really happy about that, and it's an incredibly generous gift for them to give that for this community clinic. And our community clinics, we're working to make them part of the community, not just about a place that you go to get your blood pressure checked and see your doctor, but really woven into the community from the standpoint of education, exercise. We're planning on building a edible schoolyard style garden community garden.
This
is a really exciting project.
Yeah, that sounds that. Now, Dr. Tim, when it comes to what is the intent of this program when it comes to obviously showing doctors how to cook it and showing them how to transfer that information to their patients is very important. But what does that look like? In terms of what would be the curriculum in your mind, you know, obviously you have a practice and you have a background in cooking and you've written books, but for the doctors coming out of school, is your practice the model that you'd want other people to follow?
I think certainly that, you know, that would be the pie in the sky, but I don't think everybody's going to do that. You know, we're going to have folks who go into, you know, who are not internists or family practitioners. They're not primary care physicians. You know, we're going to have folks who go in and become cardiothoracic surgeons or neurosurgeons or urologists, et cetera. But the interesting thing is, and I've got one of the things I've done in the last year that we've been working on this program is I've looked at a lot of data about outcomes measures with patients when physicians are healthy. So if physicians follow healthy lifestyle practices, if they exercise, if they eat right, they are much more likely to discuss that with their patients, and their patients are much more likely to follow that advice if their physician walks the walk. So everybody talks the talk. I mean, you know, that's what we do. But when the doctor walks the walk, the patient is more likely to do it.
And the good news is if they don't, with those patients, you can just kick them out, right? That's the best way to go. Just get rid of that. If you're not, they're not following.
if they're tough not following, love.
Yeah, tough love. Listen, if you're not on board, we're getting rid of you.
Right. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem.
Dr. Hall doesn't like that. He doesn't like that idea.
No, I don't really. I think everybody has their level of acceptance.
You're too caring, Dr. Harlan. You're too caring.
Yep, I am. I guess you're right. But the other thing about this is, is the outline. And, you know, I think that we'll use some of the same basic principles in Just Tell Me What to Eat for this curriculum for the students, but also the curriculum for the community. We have our medical students now teaching cooking classes and lifestyle classes out in the community. There's this one great program started by a second-year medical student called Don't Wait to Lose. It's a faith-based diet and weight loss program. They have people like myself and other physicians come and lecture. They teach their community how to cook, how to exercise. It's a fantastic program. And so we're going to hopefully use our students, and I don't think it's going to be a problem, as a force multiplier to get out into the community.
Great.
And really, really spread this message.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on today again, Dr. Tim. And the book is called Just Tell Me What to Eat. Can they get it at the website? Is that the best? I'm sure they can get it at Barnes & Noble.
They can go to drgourmet.com. They can go to amazon.com. They can go to Barnes & Noble. It was great. I was in New York City the other day, and I stopped in the Barnes & Noble.
And you saw it there.
And you got, and you're like, wow, there it is.
You're in
it's
there.
On the shelf. It's
Look
very
at that.
Cool.
I bet your wife, that's a big turn-on for your wife. I guarantee you that's a big,
well,
your family, your mom, your dad, I'm sure they love that too.
Well, you know, I dedicated this book to my mom, and you know, as you know, my wife is very involved in Dr. Gourmet. She is the webmaster for, so everything that you see on that website, she is the webmaster.
Are you saying she's the brains behind the operation, Dr. Tim? Is that what you're telling me?
Let me tell you, I am comma deficient. Okay, I am, as my wife says, I am punctuationally challenged.
Well, listen, it's so great to catch up with you. Congratulations on your new book, Just Tell Me What to Eat. And we really appreciate you taking time and coming on our show today. And also go to drgourmet.com as well. Great information, great stuff, a fantastic website with just incredible information. Thanks again, Dr. Tim.
Thanks, guys. Y'all eat well.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
That is Dr. Tim Harlan. Go check him out. Just Tell Me What to Eat, drgourmet.com. When you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Check out our book, 35 Things to Know to Raise Active Kids. Great book. Turner Publishing. Go to our Facebook page. Become one of our fans on Facebook. Also, follow us
simple.
On Twitter. I have not been tweeting a lot recently.
I know. The Twitter sphere has been just shouting. Is he okay?
I haven't tweeted as much. What about you? Have you been tweeting?
Not at all.
You don't tweet at all. And you're the one who got me.
I lost interest.
You got me into tweeting, and now you stopped? Well, follow us. I do put out some nuggets of some pearls of wisdom I put out there.
You work out real hard.
Yeah, I put it out there. I'm at Dr. Fitness 6, or go to follow Lee at fatguy.com.